Each week at this time, we bring you stories from New Zealanders who are forced to leave their homelands and resettle in this country. And today we meet Orlando Barbosa from Portugal. Hello, Orlando.
Hello, how are you?
Great, thank you. Lovely to meet you. And, you know, I heard your story because I met one of your lovely sons at a wedding and he was telling me all about you. And I thought, oh, we better get you on the show so you can tell us yourself. Where did you grow up?
Where did I go?
Yeah, where were you
Portugal.
Born? Where were you born? Whereabouts?
In north of Portugal, called Paredes de Coura. That small town in north of Portugal, north of Oporto.
And what was Portugal like in those days, the 1960s?
Portugal at this days was not very good. We lived under a dictatorship, and that was not the best. And that is why I decided to go and find a new world, see if I can better life, yeah.
Where did you go from Portugal?
From Portugal, I went to Mozambique, which was the colony of Portugal. And then, come the time that I have to go to the army, and I was anti-that, always been anti-dictatorships and wars and things like that. So I have no other chance but to run away, leave the country. That was illegal, though. I couldn't leave. So I just go. I went to South Africa. That time, South Africa was interesting situation because once you got there, you're okay, no problem. You're just making you try to get your permanent residence, and we get it within 6 weeks, 2 months or so, you get it. Mm. And that's all right, that's all you need.
Was it a hard decision to? Was it a hard decision to desert the army? Were you scared to do that?
Hard decision, very, very hard. Because if they caught you, you were treated as a what do you call it, deserter.
Mm.
And a deserter at that time with the dictatorship easily get killed. It was very bad.
So you arrived in South Africa where the two, where two of the official languages were English or Afrikaans, but you didn't speak either of those languages. That must have made things pretty difficult.
Well, that time I couldn't speak English. So I went to South Africa and my life started there, a totally different life. I couldn't understand the language. I had no money, I had no work, I couldn't come around, couldn't expose myself too much because the Portuguese police was after me. But the South Africans was not worried too much about it. They just turned a blind eye, you know, because they want people in there that time, you see.
Yeah.
So it was okay. But then I had a very, very bad time. I sleep under bridges and no food, no money, no nothing. It was about 2 months was until I get the permanent residence. And then I was all right. That's fine. Plenty of work, fantastic life after that.
So once you got the permanent residence, what did you do? How did you survive? Did you find a job or meet some people?
Well, at the same time, in evenings, I had to go to a bar or something where I could find somebody that Portuguese that I could understand, you know. So I met that guy that was an engineer, you know, and he took a pet at me and he says, "You're in a bad situation, mate. Don't worry about it. I will help you, you know, get that residence. And get the papers, and then I will find you a job in the first day, straight away." And he did, yeah, very good.
And at some stage...
It was not easy.
At some stage you met a girl, a New Zealand girl.
Yeah, that was later on. I met a New Zealand girl called Lee, And we eventually got married, and that life changed altogether. And that is when the things are starting to got sour there in South Africa. You know, things were no good. So we decided, because my wife fell pregnant, and we decided now we're not going to have a child here. We're going to go to Portugal, to New Zealand. We chose New Zealand, you know. But I never knew about New Zealand. I don't know where New Zealand was or anything, you know.
Did you like it when you got here?
Things were totally different, of course. Yeah, than there. And I was coming from under the apartheid situation, you know, which was, you can understand, you know, not very good. For me, it was okay, you know, but no good for other people, you know, watch them living the way they will live, you know.
What year did you arrive in New Zealand?
1978.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And it seemed like a good place to raise a boy.
Yeah, in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
So you had two sons with Lee, Jose and Carlos, yeah. And
Jose born in the same year that we arrived here, and Carlos was 3 years later.
And have you been back to Portugal since you deserted the army?
Yes, many times, many times. What happened in Portugal is I couldn't go to Portugal, because if I go there, they will arrest me, you know, because under the law that was.
Yeah.
But then 1974, they overthrew the dictatorship, the government, you know, and then I have the amnesty. People like me, you know, with problems like that, get pardoned, and that's it. Finished. No more problems. I can go to Portugal and back anytime I like, you know.
That must have been a great relief.
Oh, big time. Big time. Because I couldn't go to Portugal, I couldn't go to Mozambique, I couldn't go anyway.
And what about your parents and your siblings? You know, did you get to see them in that time?
Well, the first time I saw them, that's when it all come right, you know, as I just tell you, with the amnesty, because the government has changed in Portugal. The laws changed and everything's changed, of course. And about 20 years before I see them again.
Wow.
Since I left.
There must have been quite a reunion.
Well, a long time. You know, I was a very young boy when I left. When I come again, I was already had children and wife.
And pretty special
Jose
for your sons.
Was
yeah, pretty
yeah,
special
son
for
Jose
your sons
us,
to be able to meet his family, his whānau, yeah. I understand Jose Barbosa is a name that some people might know. He's a writer. He writes for the spin-off website. And I think he's written a book about your adventures.
Yeah. There's not enough. I think he has to check it again and go through that again, I think.
The editing process, yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, you're enjoying your retirement in New Zealand, drinking good wine and doing a bit of fishing.
Yes, I live right on the harbour, by the on the shores of the harbour. Very easy to go fishing. Lots of fish down here. Very, very nice fishing. And I make wine.
Lovely. Hey, it's nice to meet you. We're very pleased that you made it to New Zealand, and thanks so much for sharing your story with us today.
Yes, thank you.
It's Orlando Barbosa. If you know somebody who came to New Zealand unexpectedly, who was forced to leave their homeland and has an interesting story and would like to share it with us, get in touch. jesse@rnz.co.nz. We would love to make contact with them. Or perhaps that's you. Maybe you're listening and you started off somewhere different to where you've ended up. jesse@rnz.co.nz, and we'd love to feature you on this regular Friday segment.